That is why many people do not like this present move of the Spirit of God, because it faces them and confronts them with a need to make a definite personal decision. Am I going to go through with God? Am I going to set aside my prejudices, my preconceptions? Am I going to let go my carelessness, my carnality, my sinfulness, my lukewarmness? And am I going to go through with God, or am I going to let the tide of iniquity and darkness engulf me and carry me down right into the gates of hell? You have got to make a personal choice. Each one of us has got to make a personal choice in the light of the situation that confronts us today. We are not playing. It is time to stop playing church and having a little religion on Sundays. This is a lifetime's commitment. It is all or it is nothing, and there is nothing in between. This is the time in which we live. But for those of us that will believe God and catch the vision and listen to the voice of the Spirit, it is going to be a glorious time. It is going to be a privilege to live in these days, dark though they may be. At a certain time in God's dealings with Abraham, we read that Abraham was downcast and discouraged because he had no son, and because he didn't see how God's promises could be fulfilled to him without an heir born of his own body. And we read that the Lord took Abraham out abroad in the darkness of the night and showed him the stars and said, "So shall thy seed be." And that's how it is. The children of God by faith are the seed of Abraham. The darker the night, the brighter the star. And each...
Oh, my God!
The sounds which you have just heard were made by a demon-possessed woman who had been sitting on one of the front pews during my message. About 15 minutes previously, this same woman had been playing the piano for the opening hymns. However, through the message preached, the demons in her were caused to manifest themselves, seeking to interrupt the message and to break up the service. At this point, I came down from the pulpit, and my wife and some others in the church joined me in praying for this woman. We commanded the demon to give its name, and after some time it answered, "My name is Lies," and immediately began to boast of all the lies which it had told and of all the people whom it had deceived. Eventually this demon came out of the woman exactly as it is recorded in Acts chapter 8, verse 7, "For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them." After this, my wife took the woman into my office for further prayer and counseling, and I went back to the pulpit and completed my message to the congregation. You will now hear the remainder of my message.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, 12, and 13. You can look here if you might be skeptical. Here it is written down on the sheet of paper that I had here before that took place. This is a clear and exact demonstration of what I was going to preach about. And you know what? We read in the Bible that the Lord Jesus began to do and to teach. First he did, then he taught, because his lessons were more effective that way. And I'll guarantee I'll have a more attentive congregation now than I would have had half an hour ago. Ephesians 5, 11, 12, and 13. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light.